All right, so I told you about the concert. Oh, hey, let me tell you about this. There's a guy on the phone, this guy Rich Riebel. He's out of Detroit.
Who's Rich Riebel?
He's got a website that literally is just grass growing. You go on there, and every minute it updates a picture of this lawn in Detroit.
Really?
Stop it.
Yeah.
Are you out of
it? And it's huge. It's supposed to get like 5,000 hits a day, Rich?
Yeah, I think so. I think now it may be down a little bit, but yeah, it hit about 5,000.
Do you get repeats? People come back?
Yeah.
You know, I don't track the stats personally, but...
But there's all these computer geeks that go on there all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, web cameras are kind of like an accident on the side of the road. Everybody stops and looks, but they don't do much.
Hey, Rich, how do you say your last name? Riebel or Riebel?
Riebel.
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 So...
Why did he do this?
Well, we just kind of... I don't know. I guess I saw a lot of, webcams out there, and I thought, those are pretty useless. And I thought, I can top that.
Yeah. You know, there are guys who, just have, a picture of a coffee machine
right.
in England.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And that changes periodically?
Supposedly, they get a million hits a day. It's one of the most successful. It was one of the first times that I ever saw a camera broadcast on the web.
Yeah.
But now the technology is there that a lot of people can do this. And literally, I used to go on, too, because there was nothing to do on the web for so long. And, I still maintain there isn't that much to do now because they haven't perfected all the technology.
Mm-hmm.
I went on the, I was telling Jeff Schick, I went on the Warner Brothers website the other night just to download Madonna's new video to watch it. And you click on it, and nothing happens for an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, one of the first things that I ever saw on the web that was kind of cool was that you could go and watch this coffee pot in England. It was in somebody's office, and they had a camera on it. And literally, it would update once every minute, and you'd sit there.
Once in a while, if you got really lucky, somebody would come to get a cup of coffee.
Right. And it was unbelievable. And that was one of the biggest websites.
Or maybe you see two people standing at the coffee machine.
Yeah, because this was really early on. All right? This was a bunch of scientists.
They just did this.
They wanted to see if they can make this whole thing work.
Yeah.
So now, Rich says, you put a camera on a lawn, 5,000 hits a day. Do you sell advertising?
No, I don't worry about that myself.
Right.
The site that it's on is semi-commercial. So.
Yeah, I'm thinking of
Do you make any money?
No, I got a T-shirt out of it.
I'm thinking of putting my grass on the web.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
There you go.
Celebrity grass.
Let me ask you a question, and I'm being serious about this.
Sure.
Has it ever happened in the history of your website? How long have you been doing this?
Oh, about 4 years.
Okay. Has anybody, ever walked across the lawn or, had sex on the lawn?
They probably walked on it, and the squirrels are questionable.
Right. So things do go across the lawn.
Oh, yeah. In fact, he changes the view. It's actually the cam's not even here. It's at another guy's house. And it's picked up off the website.
Has a dog ever made a duty on the grass and people see it?
He doesn't have any dogs.
I see. And what about this idea? I hear there's a new website coming out dedicated to sand. Any truth to that? Have you heard about that?
Oh, I haven't heard, but that could be pretty hot.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of putting up a website where you can watch an animal decompose. Literally, it's just going to be a dead squirrel.
Right, and just see how long it takes.
Because at least there's something to...
Spam cam.
Well, yeah, there's something to watch then, at least.
Yeah, there's a guy who's got one called the spam cam. And watch spam decompose.
Yeah.
You know, that's funny, because the other day, I was outside teaching my youngest daughter how to ride a bike, this weekend, which is always a treat. You want to get an aerobic workout in this heat. And I never quite know how they learn anyway. They don't seem to learn from me charging up and down the block with them. They seem to figure it out on their own.
Right. You're just there for safety and comfort.
Right. So...
moral support.
While I'm blowing up the bike with, air, which is about as domestic as I get, I look on the ground, and I guess a little bird's egg had fallen from its nest and smashed on the floor, and ants were devouring the egg.
Oh.
And I was just fascinated watching that, the way they just kind of... just go through every piece of that egg and clean it all up.
Yeah, there's not a drop left.
Yeah, and I'm saying that would be an excellent webcam. Just a broken egg every day and let ants eat it.
Yeah, they'd come and see it.
They would, because if they're watching grass...
you can put different things in and see how long it takes the ants to get rid of different things.
Because people are watching grass, that's pretty damn boring.
Yeah.
See, I'm just thinking of, putting a jar with ants and then feeding them different things.
Like an ant
farm. Yeah, kind of. Except, cool stuff that they could eat.
Yeah.
Watch them eat a squirrel, a dead squirrel.
Oh, the buzzard cam.
Oh, man. Nice.
Yeah. You know who does that in his act, Nine Inch Nails, Trent Reznor?
Yes.
He's got great footage of him. While he's singing his songs, they drop this huge screen on stage. I saw his show at the Nassau Coliseum. It was one of the best rock shows I ever saw. And behind him, either forward or backward, are animals either being decomposed or actually reconstructing.
Yeah, running it backward or forward.
And it's fun to watch. So all you got to do is put some music on and have animals being eaten.
Oh, well, you know, perhaps a future project.
Yeah.
You're giving this guy ideas.
I don't know. That's a little too wild for you, I think. The grass, you know, the grass is perfect. So what are you going to do with it? I'm telling you, if you're getting 5,000 hits a day, you might as well sell a couple of ads.
Well, we were thinking about T-shirts, but I wouldn't want to be seen in one.
Mm-hmm. So what's the actual address so people can go look at your lawn?
Oh, I guess I don't actually know. It's in Harper Woods.
Oh, I see. It's amused.com slash grasscam.html.
Yeah.
All right. And you're the guy who developed this?
Yeah, me and a friend of mine with Kathy, who runs amused.com.
Right. Well, I'm thinking of starting a site where you can actually watch paint dry.
What else is on Amused?
We have a peeling.
What do you have?
We have a peeling paint webcam there also.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's nice. You beat me to it.
Yes, sir. It's even duller.
Duller than the grass.
I think the grass is about as dull as it gets.
Well, yeah, the paint's pretty bad.
Why do you think 5,000 people a day log on to this?
Yeah, the traffic will probably ease up after a while.
Right. You think?
Oh, it's brand new?
It is taking some traffic, though.
Right. That is weird, because I know guys who have, like, major businesses can't get 5,000 hits a day.
Right. They're begging.
Yeah.
Well, this site draws a lot of traffic. I think a million hits a year, probably something like that.
Pretty weird. All right, dude.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks, Rich.
Okay, no sweat.
Later.
I don't know why he did it, though. There's nothing in it.
Because that's what guys on the web do. That's what's the fun of it. It's just, it's like making a statement. Because there's so many bad things on the web that this is, like, the worst. You know?